Session one in the books. Gonna give a quick freestyle recap. He is not this much taller than me. He, the cameraman, positioned himself so he'd be standing on the concrete. I'm on the ground. Doesn't matter.
That's not true.
We have so much to get into. We'll start with men's freestyle, roll into women's freestyle. 57 kilograms. It's one of the most talked about weight classes for good reason. Right now, the semifinals are set. We'll talk about the semis, and then we're going to talk about how we got there. Top side, Zane Richards for Spencer Lee. Zane Richards had one match. He took out Luke Lilledahl. It was kind of close and competitive for a little bit there. Zane, so savvy, so tricky there, able to pull away late against the high schooler, Luke Lilledahl. Great match there. And Spencer Lee, one match, took out Nico Megalutis 8-0. He was up 8-0 after the first period. And no points in the second. That was pretty much it. Any takeaways from the first half there?
Not from the first half. The second half is where it gets really interesting for me.
Get it.
I don't know about you.
Okay, let's get into that. We had Dayton Fix versus Nick Soriano. Soriano had to get by Marcus Blaze. That was a close match. Soriano was trailing. At one point, it was 2-1. Blaze was leading. Then Soriano was able to get that win, taking out the high schooler, Marcus Blaze, 4-2, setting up a Nick Soriano Dayton Fix rematch. And as we expected,
this is their shortest match ever.
Shortest match, and yet I think their highest scoring. It was a 5-1 final. I think 6 points is far and away more points than I've ever been scored in a match between those two.
There was one exchange where Nick got behind Dayton in the first period, but he couldn't get Dayton's knee to touch for the takedown.
Yeah.
Then his corner challenged it. He lost a point.
Yeah.
That put Dayton up 2-1. Before that, it was two pushouts, one pushout each.
That was definitely a turning point in the match, seeing Nick Soriano get to that takedown position, get to that quad pod. And he couldn't put him down, couldn't get the finish. And you look back, and that's probably a deciding factor there. And we were saying, as soon as Nick got to that position, man, Dayton is really tricky. He's a hard guy to get that next supporting point down, and he couldn't do it. And that sets up Thomas Gilman versus Dayton Fix yet again. Thomas Gilman had to get by Jax Forrest, Jax Forrest took out Liam Cronin, dominant, another tech fall for him. He takes out Cronin 10-0, got to Gilman, boom, first takedown off his slide by.
The sickest slide by.
It is the sickest slide by, maybe in the country right now. He goes up 2-0, and then Gilman got to work. It was 1-1-1. Caution, he just kept getting his step out point. And it ended up being a 5-4 final. Jax was able to get a short drag takedown to make it 5-4. But ultimately, he couldn't make something happen in the late. You thought maybe he would have been able to, but couldn't get it done. What were your thoughts on that one?
I really thought that Jax was going to pull it off in the end. He had a minute to come at Gilman. And Gilman, the cut is tough for him, man.
Yeah.
He looks huge.
So big.
And it's tough to have a young guy sprinting at you for a full minute, but Gilman just shut him down.
Yeah.
Gilman got in on a shot at one point where Jax, you thought maybe he would get a cross lift or something like that, but as soon as Gilman felt it, he didn't want to mess with that. He shut it down immediately.
Gilman was smart. He got to legs one time, didn't finish, and Jax got to work, like you said, and Gilman was prepared there. He knows Jax is really dangerous there. So we're going to have Dayton Fix versus Thomas Gilman yet again. That's a Final X. Another Final X they've wrestled, and now they're going to wrestle again at 57 to make it to those finals. Let's move on to 65 kilograms. Semis are set there. It's a little goofier with Zane Rutherford sitting out, but we'll start at the top side where we're going to have Nick Lee against Andrew Aliras. Aliras took out Bo Bartlett 6-2. Pretty controlled win there. There was a point where Bo was up 2-2, and then Aliras got a takedown into a lace.
Man, his single leg is so nice. Mm-hmm. Nasty. He hit one off the whistle. I was just like, man.
He's so good. Yeah. He looks really good. And he's going to have Nick Lee next. Now, these two have not wrestled in years. Last time they wrestled, I want to say 2018. And it was a tech fall for Andrew Aliras. Single leg, big club, right to the lace. He caught it on the way down and got the tech. So that was a great performance there. But that was ancient history. Since that time, Nick Lee's made a world team. But Andrew Lear's right there. So that's the top semi. Nick Lee took out, who did he take out? Alec Pantaleo. Pretty controlled win there for Nick Lee. Now down below, this has had a ton of action. James Green comes out. He's up 3-0 on Jesse Mendez and then seemed to fade.
Three pushouts,
there.
Right?
Three pushouts. I think you're right. And he seemed to just kind of fade, which is not all that surprising. Everyone knows the cut for James Green is so difficult, and it was difficult there. And
I thought maybe this year would be a little different because he was off the mat for a while. I thought maybe his body naturally got smaller, but it still looked really tough.
Yeah, he can make the weight, but just being that same James Green is a really different story. So tough one for him. And then Jesse Mendez, and I mean, Caleb Larkin's a story here too, but Mendez takes out James Green 6-3, gets some late scores to win that one. Then Caleb Larkin texts Matthew Kolodzic 13-2. I thought that'd be a little more competitive, but Larkin's lace is a knockout punch. He got his lace against Kolodzic, and then he also got against Yanni next round.
Larkin won the Bill Farrell to make it to this tournament. Yeah. He beat Jesse Mendez. Who else did he beat? He went on a tear. Kolodzic. No one really expected that out of the young guy like that, Bill Farrell. But by the way, there's a lot of people coming out of the venue.
He's
on the
really
other side
nervous.
Of his camera.
He's nervous.
So if it
he
gets loud, that's why.
That's okay. All right, keep it rolling.
So, I know he's people really getting close to the camera. Scaring me a little bit. But what else? We also have.
Look here, Yanni.
Yanni and Larkin.
He wrestled at Cornell.
What was the final score to that?
It was 13-8. Crazy, man. That was a back and forth. That was maybe one of the best matches of the entire session. It was Yanni early. And the thing with Yanni, he kept getting to Larkin's legs and having a hard. Larkin had a hard time keeping him off, and he had a hard time stopping him from finishing. But Larkin's crazy in these exchanges. He caught a lace. Talk about the lace defense from Yanni that we saw.
Dude, I was losing my mind. I was like, this guy. I was afraid he was gonna. I was legitimately afraid he was gonna hurt himself because he was defending it so hard.
This guy's about to come in the video.
He was defending it so hard. I was just like, man, have some nuts. Like that's Yanni's slogan. That's what he did,
it's
bro.
The Olympic trials.
That's how he stopped himself. He could have easily been teched in that lace. It was one of the tightest laces I've seen someone not score on.
And it was crazy because where Larkin's body was positioned, it was like there's no way. He was like already had gone chest down. It didn't make sense he was able to stop it. But then he gets a late score again, and I don't know if he got a late score in a lace. If your credential blows
my
away,
credential's
go pick
away
it up. Go pick
ahead
it up.
While we're talking about the wind, tuck your mic under your shirt so the wind doesn't.
All right, fine.
Okay.
That's not what I would have done, but okay.
This is such a mess of a video. All right.
65, I think. Yanni. Larkin.
The final sequence, Larkin was up 8-8 with, 10 seconds left?
Yeah.
Yanni scored with, 3 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
The challenge, he scored a 4, or a 2 and a 2, maybe.
Yeah.
Larkin's corner challenge, they lost. That put Yanni up 13-8. But
that was pretty much it. Hey, there he is. Good job, Caleb Larkin.
Good job,
You're
Caleb.
A beast. All right, there he's right there. Sometimes you're talking about him, and then he's walking down the steps. These are things that happen. Then, some people just want to talk to us.
while we're doing the video.
It's kind of hard to lock in here. What's up? All right. Well, see, when we set this up, there was no one really out here.
Yeah, then ended, and people are coming.
And I said,
here.
Tyler, what if the session ends and people start walking out? He's like,
not,
bro.
You said no
he's like, bro.
Thing.
Bro, that's
all
not going to happen.
All you were worried about was looking shorter than me on camera.
Yeah, and yet I'm still bigger, which is crazy.
Okay.
All right, so it's Yanni versus Jesse Mendez. Winner there, and this is all happening tonight. So Yanni versus Mendez, winner gets Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
That's all tonight. And then Nick Lee versus Lira's, and that's 65 kilograms.
That's so fire.
Moving on to 74 kilograms. Jordan Burroughs had people nervous. He was down. He gave up the first takedown to Alex Facundo,
mm-hmm.
and then had to 1-1-1-1 and ended up winning 5-3. No takedowns. And honestly,
was it all 5 pushouts?
He might have got a caution and 1 at one point, or a shot clock or something. But
yeah,
all ones. And man, if you're a Jordan Burroughs fan, it makes you a little nervous because not only was it all ones, he wasn't really close to a leg attack takedown at any point. No double legs, but. I think we're going to see a different Jordan Burroughs come this evening session, but he's going to have to take out Mitchell Messenbrink. That's going to be an incredible match.
Mitchell Messenbrink is a psychopath.
He's a psychopath. So before we get to his lunacy, before D. Lockett wrestled Mitchell Messenbrink and lost by tech fall, he teched Meyer Shapiro. We said, okay, finally, we're going to see Meyer versus Mitchell because Meyer should be able to. I mean, he's a college freshman. Da, da, da. He was third, junior world champion. He should be able to beat D. Lockett. Wrong.
Got
teched. Got smoked. Beaten soundly. And it's like, okay, D. Lockett's here. D. got a score. He might have got the first takedown on Mitchell, and then.
I don't think so.
Okay, no, not even
did,
that.
He didn't. Mitchell got the first takedown. It was very close.
Yeah, that's right.
Mitchell did some cartwheel stuff. It was a really fun sequence, but there was no score off of it.
How about the crazy sequence where he was in the center? There's Drake Ayala. What's up? Good. There was a crazy sequence where, like, he was back to center, and his butt was to D. Lockett, and they were heading back.
Yeah.
And D. shoved him, and Mitchell didn't move, and he shoved him again, didn't move, and D. had to go out
there.
He had
to go around.
And he shoved him from the front, and he got attention. It was kind of savage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then we go down to the bottom half. Jared Jacques on a rampage. Good to see you. It happens. We're right there.
Hey, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Christian talking to Bob Turion off camera.
Yeah, talk to you later. All right. Yeah, he's, you know, tough for him. Tough one for Nick. He's too big.
There's so many people just walking by. People. Everyone wants Christian's attention.
I'm so distracted. Jared Jacques wants my attention. I don't know what I said about Jared Jacques, but
he seems mad at you.
He seems to think I've said that too.
He got up to Christian. He said, remember that.
Remember that.
Is that what he said?
I don't know what he said.
He said something like that.
He said something like, listen, nothing against Jared or the Jacques family. Now, did I expect him to do what he just did?
Chinzo Quincy.
No. And there was really not a lot to suggest that was about to happen, but it just happened. So now Jared Jacques is going to take
5-0 Quincy Monday?
Yes, 5-0.
Quincy, who gave Jason Nolf a really tough match against the Farrell.
So now Jared Jacques versus Jason Nolf. Nolf, he took out Alex Marinelli, I believe, in his only match of this session. So that's the semis there. Nolf versus Jacques, Messenbrink versus Burrows. And then, that's just to set the challenge terms. Then the winner of Burrows, Messenbrink, and Jacques Nolf are going to wrestle tonight as well. So it's not just that, because Kyle Dake's sitting out there at 74 kilograms.
Kyle Dake twice tomorrow, or three times.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Okay, moving up to 86 kilograms. Aaron Brooks versus Alex Deringer is the top semi. Brooks took out Connor Mirasola. Mirasola beat David McFadden soundly, and Mirasola looked pretty good.
Mirasola got the first takedown on Brooks. He got a takedown on Aaron, who did not get taken down all the NCAA season.
Nope.
He's also going to Penn State. Did I mention that?
Yeah, so. He's going to Penn State, and I think he's going to be all right. He really wrestled well.
Ben tweeted out, because the arena obviously erupted in applause, they were like, can't tell if they're happy that Aaron won or happy that they get Connor Mirasola for the next four years.
Yeah,
so that's a lot. There's lots to be happy about if you're a Penn State fan watching that
match. Finally some good things happening there for the Penn State fans. Okay, so Deringer took out Mark Hall, 5-2. And then down below, all right, we got a lot of action happening here. So Trent Hiley took out Carter Storaci. But before we talk about that match, Storaci-Downey happened. Downey came out. He got the first takedown. And then he gets the crotch lift. It's 4-0. And it's like, oh, is he about to do it? And then it was a six-minute match. And Downey said, he never said, hey, I'm in great shape. He's like, that's what we're going to find out. And we found out. He's not in. He had some funny tweets afterwards. He said, he's like, they're not better at wrestling. They're better at breathing.
Yeah. They call them air hogs.
Call them air hogs, which is a great line. Great spin zone from Pat. I hope this inspires him to get in shape and get back in the wrestling scene, because he injects some flavor. And I was talking with our guy Reed. He's like, man, think about the power of two tweets with Downey and Storaci. It made it the most anticipated match of
first round
of this
match
session.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, that's all. People are just waiting for something to get excited about for the fans that, you know, get behind and pick a side. So that was crazy, but then he fell off a cliff. He took a hilarious injury time. And then,
it was really funny.
And he had no one
in
his
corner. Even the trainer walked up, was just like laughing as he was walking.
Because like, he was holding his ankle.
He stood up and he was just like, and then the trainer comes up and he's like, my knee.
Yeah, so it's his ankle, knee, lower body injury.
It was pretty funny.
Who knows what's going on there.
But Hiley Storaci. So Storaci told us yesterday that if he comes back next year to wrestle at Penn State, he might go 197. Then he wrestled Trent Hiley, who wrecked every 197-pounder not named Aaron Brooks this year.
Yep.
And it was such a competitive match.
Extremely competitive. There was a point in time he double underhooked Hiley and took him down. Yeah, really impressive. And the other thing we're noticing, and think about this.
He lost 6-4, by the way.
Like a week ago, we were like, he's going down to 74. And I think he was thinking that, too. And then he goes up to 86, and he's big.
Big.
Like, he did not look much smaller than Downey. He did not look much smaller than Trent Hiley. And so I'm like, yeah, he should go 197. Mm-hmm. He should absolutely go 197. Can you imagine how big he could get if he tried to build his body up? And I think it also could work out for, like, the Penn State room. Now, they're always going to be loaded at every weight class for the time being, right? That's just the reality. But if Brooks goes up to 97 kilos and then he's at 86, Mason Manville, what's up? So that could work out well, too. But, Carter Storaci, 197. What's up? Hey.
What's up, guys?
At 197, that's a really interesting move, and I'd love to see it. All right, I got distracted.
Yeah. What else we got at 86?
I remember a hard time. The winner gets the Heat Valencia. Mm-hmm. So Heidley, Marsteller are going to wrestle. Marsteller took care of Wick.
Evan Wick.
Winner there gets the Heat Valencia. Mm-hmm. That's going to be wild. It's a crazy match.
You think Ringer and Brooks is going to be a thing? Because I think it's going to be a thing.
I know you do. Yeah, I think it'll be competitive for sure. I mean, it's tough to... Is he going to be able to out-horse Aaron Brooks? And that's a big part of Derringer's game.
You see Conor Mirasola take him down. You have a little hope.
That does give some hope, for sure. And then Brooks, Derringer winner, will take on the Zahid, whoever winner, tonight. That's happening because they've got to set up the final 2 out of 3 for tomorrow. David Taylor waits. 97 kilograms. Jaden Clarks, because he was on time for weigh-ins. I meant to say it. He won 1-1 against Christian Carroll. And on the one hand, you say, that's kind of concerning. On the other hand, I just think Christian Carroll's good, guys. I watched him at Last Chance. He wrecked everyone. And then I watched him beat Tony Cassiope, who I know is really good. And then he takes out Jaden Cox, or he almost takes out Jaden Cox 1-1, and he was in on a score late. Did you think he was going to potentially give that up?
No.
No doubt. You said this guy trains in the Michigan room. It's impossible.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I mean, you see Jaden getting those positions all the time. He's so clutch.
Yeah, but now he's going to have to take out Colin Moore. Mm-hmm. Colin Moore is, as good as Christian Carroll is, Colin Moore is super experienced. He's wrestled Jaden Cox in the past. And he teched Nate Jackson. I thought that would be a far more competitive match.
Me too.
And he ended up winning by a technical superiority. So it'll be Jaden versus Colin Moore, familiar opponents in the semis. And then down below, J.I.L.O. takes out Mike Mock. That's an upset for sure, 8-4. And then Isaac Trumbull looked really good against Eric Schultz. So those semis will set up the challenge tournament final. And then they'll wrestle that one tonight to set up the 2 out of 3 versus Kyle Snyder. 125. Hayden Zilmer versus Dom Bradley is the top side one. Zilmer looked solid against Demetrius Thomas. Maybe not his old form, but it was enough to get his hand raised, and now he's going to have to take out Dom Bradley, who took out Wyatt Henderson. Yep, that was once again a high-scoring match. 12-8 final there for Dom Bradley. Good performance by him. Now down below, Daniel Gregory Kirkfleet, a 10-0 winner over Christian Lance, and then we saw Nick Gwizdowski tech Jaron Smith. We knew it was going to be Kirkfleet versus Gwizdowski. There's no doubt about it. So we're going to see that one tonight.
I'm so excited for that.
That's going to be a great match.
It's one of my most anticipated
semis.
And then
we'll get a the winner there. We'll have the challenge tournament final tonight, setting up a match against your guy, Mason Paris.
He's my friend.
He's your friend. You know him. Okay. So let's go. 50 kilograms. Women's freestyle, Audrey Jimenez looking like a beast, taking on Aaron Golston tonight. Samara Chavez taking on Sage Mortimer at 50 kilograms. Sarah Hildebrandt sitting out, waiting on the winner there. What I saw from Audrey Jimenez, she looks every bit the part. It's funny watching her. She's wrestling Nyla Valencia, and she's like this massive favorite. And then it's like, wait, this is a high schooler. Mm-hmm. She's in high school. She wrestled in the high school state championship this year.
You thought
year.
That match might have been competitive.
Yeah, I was like, could be interesting. Not remotely. Like, and that's no shade. It's just Audrey is on that level. And that was the thing. That's what I wanted to see the most. It's like, can she tighten it up with Sarah a little bit? Or Sarah's just far and away better. And down below, Sage Mortimer taking on Samara Chavez. And also, Golston really tough. She has so much experience. She's really quick to the legs. She's got quick ways to score. That'll be an interesting matchup against Jimenez and then Samara Chavez, Sage Mortimer on that bottom half, setting up that challenge tournament final. Winner gets Sarah Hildebrandt. Very daunting task against the multiple world medalist. Valerie Baker going to take on Villascusa in the top semi at 53 kilograms. And I've been impressed with Haley Augello since she's returned back to the mat. You know, she was an Olympian back in 2016 and was always right there. And she was right there to win a medal. Back in 2016. Kind of took some time away from the sport. Now she's back. Izzy Martinez in her corner, and I've been impressed with what Haley Augello's been able to do. And at 53 kilograms, we've got Dom Parrish sitting out. Now, the big shakeup here at 53, we thought we were going to see Jakara Winchester at this weight class, but we always had the caveat, is she going to make this weight? Is she going to make? Because she qualified for this weight
by 62.
At 62 kilograms, like 9 kilograms, that's a lot. And she did not make it. She made it close, I guess, because she is in the bracket at 57 kilograms, where she has a bye to the semifinals. And I think Jakara is a pretty good favorite to make it to Helen Maroulis. Zoshi Motopedis and Alex Hedrick sit up top. Jacaro will await the winner of Nettie and Rodriguez. But again, I think that Jacaro Winchester is going to be the favorite there in that matchup. All right, moving up to 62 kilograms. We've been talking about this one. I think the toughest weight class of all the women's freestyle weights, 62.
So many world medals.
Yeah. Jen Page will await the winner of Velty and Ashlyn Ortega. Velty, world medalist, multiple world teams, really, really tough versus Jen Page. That's a really tough challenge tournament semi. Then we got to get to the final. Macy Kilty awaiting the winner of Lang and Nawachku. Nawachku is a beast. She had a tech fall in her first match and have to assume she's going to be able to get to Macy Kilty, setting up a really exciting challenge tournament semi. And then we'll have that challenge tournament final. Winner gets Kayla Miracle, who's like, I'm so happy I'm sitting out this year. She's like, this bracket is savage. I'm happy to not have to worry about it until tomorrow and just have to beat one of these ladies.
One of these world medalists
I'm going to have to beat. Moving up to 68 kilograms, Forrest Molinari, your top seed, and she's looking like an 11-0 winner. She's going to have Drury, who I have not seen wrestle before, actually. But she took out a very tough Alara Boyd, which is notable for the top half. And then down below, Lara Mindy could be taking on Alex Glaude. Glaude wrestled in Final X in the past. She'll be a favorite there to make that challenge tournament final. But Forrest Molinari, a pretty sizable favorite to make it to Amit Allure, who has looked all but unbeatable, maybe giving a little hope at Pan Ams and down at 68. Does that change things? She's been up at 72 kilograms. And so now down at 68 could be a different deal. Okay, last weight class. Kennedy Blades, you can't convince me she's not the best wrestler at this weight class. I don't know if she's going to win this tournament. I don't know if she's going to win her next match. But skill for skill, everything she can do, I have a hard time seeing anyone beating Kennedy Blades. But she's got a tough matchup against Diamond Guilford. We've seen Diamond Guilford compete with and beat some of the best of our ladies at 72 kilograms. So that's a loaded semi.
Last year at the U.S. Open, she was up 9-0 on Adeline Gray before she got
cautioned out. Unreal. Okay, and then down below, Yelena McCoy and Kylie Welker, they're going to wrestle again. They wrestled multiple times in the past, including a couple times in the college season. Welker got the last win, but they've gone back and forth. And then they'll have that challenge tournament final, which is going to be thrilling. I mean, 76 kilograms, as good a weight as we have here. I mean, it could be 62. But 76 is no joke. And that is a wrap. That's a quick freestyle recap. I don't think it was quick, though. I don't know how long it took.
Let's see.
I feel like we've been here a while.
We got 23 minutes and 35 seconds.
That's not bad.
But we're probably going to chop a little bit off the beginning.
Yeah. Where you position yourself so you can look bigger than me. But look, see, now I'm bigger than him. That's okay. How this video is going to end.
I'm going to edit that out.
All right. See ya.